You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the BFM Breakfast Show, and we're talking about the Auckland Writers Festival this morning. We've got Jennifer Chook in the studio this morning, program manager of the Auckland Writers Festival, which is kicking off from the 14th to the 19th of May. Jennifer, morena, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm super excited about this and so happy to chat with you.
So stoked to have you up here. We love the Writers Festival time of year. It's a great time to just kind of go deep into some really interesting worlds, some ideas, and there's some fantastic local and international people coming to the Writers Festival this year. What's been part of the kind of, I guess, before we get into the weeds of what's actually happening, what's been some of the big kind of conversations or themes that you guys have been trying to pull together this year?
Yeah, I think a really big one is making sure that local and international writers and storytellers are in conversation with each other, so we can kind of, you know, especially post lockdowns and things like that, really build communities and build connection between people. And I think also a really big thing is making sure that, you know, the Writers Festival feels open and accessible for people. I feel like festivals and Writers Fest for a long time have felt quite exclusive, and they've had a long history of not including certain people or certain types of storytellers and writers. So I think it's really important this year that we wanted to push a couple boundaries and take a bit, couple leaps in different directions, and kind of feel like that we were really including different audiences.
That's an exciting thing for any festival to try and do.
But absolutely.
For a writers' festival, I think you're right. There is perhaps a perception sometimes of who's allowed to go, what kind of conversations they might hear. That doesn't necessarily match a reality, but how do you get people into those spaces as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's, you know, always about connecting with the community and connecting with what people feel like their gaps are in the world. And, you know, that's been really important this year. We've had so many conversations with artists on the ground and writers, and it's been so great.
That's so exciting. So tell us a little bit about some of the things that are coming to the Writers Festival, because it is a smorgasbord of great stuff that's happening.
Oh yeah, no, I'm super excited. We've got some really great international writers like Celeste Ng, and we've also got some really great local writers as well in conversation on some like great topics. I'm really excited for the AI panel, because I think that having these sorts of science conversations and science journalism is so important in writers' festivals. But we've got some great genre fiction as well, things on romanticy, horror, Māori speculative fiction, and those sorts of things have been kind of left out of Writers' Fest, so I'm so excited to have them.
Did you say romanticy?
Yes.
What is romanticy?
This is the big question we're going to tackle in this session. So there's been a huge uptake on kind of this intersection of fantasy and romance, and it's been huge on TikTok, huge on social media, and we thought, you know what, we have to really go with what's going on and see what's going on, and really you know, take apart what's happening with this cool world.
Yeah, so it is kind of, I guess, opening up to some of these genres that perhaps get a bit overlooked in literary spaces.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge readership for things like romanticy and horror and sci-fi, and I feel like they should be part of writers' festivals too, because that's storytelling and that's writing, you know?
Yeah, totally. So give us a bit of a couple of faves that you've got your eye on for the program. this is an awful question to ask you, but this morning, in whatever headspace you're in, what have you sort of brought us to tell us about?
The ones I'm excited for personally is I'm excited for the Stories to Save Languages panel. I think it's really great to showcase that writing is so important for communities and how it can be really purposeful for things like language revitalization and knowledge exchange between people. So that's a really cool conversation to have. Like I said, I'm really excited for the Māori speculative fiction one. I think super cool genre fiction that's happening across Aotearoa, and that's so cool. I also think that I'm just so big on horror as well. And I think I haven't seen so many enough horror conversations in Writers Fest, and a couple of people I've been talking to are really interested in that too. But yeah, there's just so much, and there's such a breadth of writing and types of writing and types of authors that I think is so exciting to see.
Absolutely. Some of the local books that are coming out this year, there's already quite a lot of excitement for, and I've seen some of those names pop up in your programming too. What are some of those local artists, local writers that you've really been excited to see included in this programming?
Yeah, I think one really big one is there's Ryan Bodman's actually doing this talk on rugby league, which I think is a great sports book, but it also is about the kind of community history in Aotearoa as well. I think that's really great for nonfiction. We've also got the crew murders as well, which is great for journalism and nonfiction as well. We've got some really great poets, and I'm really excited to have a lot of these poets as part of Streetside, which is our free kind of open access late night fringe style event.
Yes.
I really encourage everyone to come along to Streetside because it'll be performances and music and kind of out in the streets late night style.
So tell us a wee bit more about that, because that's one of those hidden gems of the Writers Festival that I think if people don't know about it, they're missing out on something really special. What is Streetside all about?
Oh, totally. Yeah, so Streetside is on the Friday 17th evening from 6 to 8pm, and it kind of takes writers and the creatives outside of the festival space and into the streets of Britomart, and we kind of light up those streets with performances and music and conversations, and it's all free events, so it's really about getting everyone involved. If you feel like you weren't able to come to the Writers' Fest or you were a little bit iffy about it, it's a great way to kind of be out there and be a part of the writing and storytelling space.
Yeah, totally. And it is, there's a lot of really fantastic free programming as part of the Writers' Festival. There's also a lot of really affordable tickets to some of the paid events as well. I feel like this has got something, it's a, you know, terribly cliche thing, it's got something for everyone, but it really does feel like there's some really diverse ideas being represented here.
Yeah, I think what was great about the programming this year is that we really took the time to be collaborative with everything and have conversations within the office and outside the office to see, you know, what people were reading beyond us, because obviously we come with our own biases and our own readership. So I think that's what's really helped the programming is, you know, we've really talked with people, and I think that's important.
Totally. So tell us, when is it all kicking off? Where is it all happening? Auckland Writers Festival 2024.
So it's on the 14th to the 19th of May, and it'll be at the Aotea Centre, and we'll also have Streetside and Britomart. And we'll have a range of schools programs, families events, and yeah, like Rachel said, we've got something for everyone. There's a real breadth of work. We've got graphic novels, film, poetry, performance poetry, so everything.
Oh, super exciting. And the program is live now, so people can go check it out on the writersfest.co.nz, writersfestival.co.nz. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming in and speaking with us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Really looking forward to seeing you around the Writers Fest very soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.